Welcome to ReachMahjong.com's More and More Weekly podcast.
Yay!
Way to go, us.
I don't know what we're going to do next week.
It's going to be back to the normal schedule. Unless we get Skype-ish. This is Garth, your usual host. And?
And Jen. Hang out with my friend.
We are currently multitasking.
Editing my calendar, my Google calendar, which also has the ReachMahjong.com schedule, which nobody sticks to.
I'm not connected to the ReachMahjong schedule there, except that if I was, then I wouldn't have that excuse. So I suppose
I have emailed it to you more than once. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'm going to have to work on my excuses, huh?
I have emailed you the actual Google Calendar, as well as emailing you actual schedules in emails, all written out for you.
Yes, as well as reminding me daily. This was supposed to be done last week.
Yeah. I remind you on the day, too. Like, hey, so you're going to have that column today? And then you ignore me for 5 days in a row.
In my defense, I was not sleeping very much those 5 days.
You know, I actually texted Okawa at North Kanto League to make sure that you made it on Sunday.
Oh, man. You know, actually, that is the first time I've made it relatively on time. And it's actually not that far a walk.
Yeah, it's pretty close.
So, yeah. I actually got there like a half an hour in early. And then walk there, and you're like, oh, wow, it's no problem at all. speaking of North Kanto, I did not so badly again. And yet, my place moved, I moved down a place. I was plus 20, and I'm no longer in fourth place like I was last month. Now I'm in fifth place.
Yeah, it's getting pretty competitive up towards the top.
Yeah, it's really interesting. North Kanto, there's some really big scores.
In second place is Sawazaki, Makoto Sawazaki, which, you know, everyone knows he got sixth at the World Series of Mahjong.
He's currently in A1 and tearing it up in A1.
Yeah, he is just on fire. And
his
he won.
Is
what did he win?
Right,
what did he win?
Did he win something recently?
Not really recently. Champions last year or something?
He has relatively recently he won Champions League.
Yeah, and then Fujisaki San.
He's in A2.
I
think he's A2.
A1.
Is he A1?
Maybe. That would be a good. We can check that out too. I have a computer in front of me today, so it's pretty exciting. Not really exciting, it's convenient.
I have a mouthful of milk duds. That's how helpful I am.
Oh, well, I keep talking about North Kanto.
Oh, right.
Right now. And then in third place is me. So it's, you know, it's really good players up at the top. Garth, you...
If we do say so ourselves. In keeping with my pattern for the last three, for the first two North Kanto leagues, after doing relatively okay in the pro league, go down to the pro amateur league, and once again, just got myself handed to myself. I cannot win a hand. It is absolutely ridiculous in that league, and it wouldn't even bother me anymore because I'm so far down that.
23rd place for Garthy.
Not only 23rd place, but three times the minus points of the next person up from me. In 22nd
not
place?
Quite three times.
Sort of
79.8, so we'll round it to 80.
Yeah, if you round us both down. But still, it's just unreal.
And Fujisaki is currently in 8th place in A1.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did not remember using A1.
You might be thinking of Yukio Yoshida, who is in A2.
Oh, yes. Another one of our buddies from Kanto, Northern Kanto League.
He's in A2, and wow, I didn't realize how low Fujiwara was doing in A2.
Yeah, it doesn't look like... but he was at the bottom of A2 last year, too, and managed to claw his way back up.
Ah,
So it'll be interesting, yes, to see if both he and Arda can hold on to their spots in A1 and A2.
Yeah, I'm not playing the Pro and Amateur League in North Kanto this season. But in the end, they take the top four, the top eight people.
Uh-huh.
But they'll only take four pros maximum for the final playoff. And the other four will definitely be amateurs. So right now, the top five people are pros. And then the next three are amateurs, and then it skips two more pros, and 11th place amateur is also in the top eight right now, so.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So.
So three pros are being skipped right now for that.
Yeah, well, with minus 200, more than 200 points in three sessions, I am not anticipating a final table appearance for myself.
And actually, I didn't get to play this time because Kaori Shimizu and I had another job, so we skipped out.
So how does that work? You guys don't play this month, but there's only two of you. So then, how will they choose who ends up playing you for that missed session?
So if there's anybody in January that has to miss, we will play with them.
Oh, okay.
And then if nobody has to miss, then two people will sit out in January and play with two local people. Will sit out in January and play with us. So one of the things is, since there's so many other leagues going on, and since most female pros have to work on the weekends, they pretty much have to make a system so that, for pro league obviously they don't, but they pretty much have to make a system so that they can accommodate female pros and their jobs. Even for the women's league, if you're doing a job for JPML, then they will change your game to another day for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is how most of us make our livelihood, so they have to have some sort of accommodation. So that was very clear when North Kanto started, was you have to put work first, and then next is going to be North Kanto. So they're very flexible.
Yes, it's surprising that they would not be so accommodating for somebody that was playing poker in Macau.
I do think it's limited to mahjong work, mostly. Mostly.
Poker is sort of work. It feels like work, except for when I'm having cocktails.
It would be work if you were...
Or if I made my airplanes on time.
Yeah, exactly.
It would feel a lot more work-ish, or at least a lot more profitable. All right, so that's Northern Kanto League. And then we also had Champions League this week, too, yes?
Yep. And the top 30 will remain to the end. There's still eight more sessions left, I believe.
2 months, yes, so there will be eight sessions.
Yeah, because they do four times per week, or four times per month in the fall season. So,
have you played any sessions yet?
No, zero.
I played one session, and at the end of that time, I was down at the very bottom. Am I still at the very bottom?
You are 64th place out of 72, so not the very...
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. But that includes four people that already got kicked out for being minus over 100.
Yes, and I am knocking on that door.
Actually, the OI winner, Ide, was knocked out for being minus over 100, and Okada... who came in at the same time as us, Shigeru Okada, who kind of came in with us and actually kind of proved himself a bit. He's at least good friends with a lot of people at the top. And also our good friend in North Kanto, Tetsuya Okawa, was also kicked out for being minus over 100. So we're actually pretty close with three out of the four.
I will not feel like I'm in such bad company if I fall out next session. Who's in the top 30?
Let's see. Yamada, Hiroyuki Yamada, who is an A1 contender, is in second place.
Wow, Sawazaki is also up.
Yeah, Makoto Sawazaki is third place there. Fujiwara is fourth place.
Where is that guy not kicking?
Yukio Yoshida, another long-time pro in the North Kanto League. He's North Kanto. He's the president of the North Kanto League right now. Kaoru Aizawa, who also comes to our tournaments. Kana Nakata. is a new Fight Club player. And I think that's mostly our friend Saori Azuma, who also went to the World Series of Mahjong with us. She won one of the ReachMahjong.com cups and placed third at the World Series of Mahjong Reach event.
Mm-hmm. I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Making me not place first.
She's in 29th, but she's only posted one session. Basically, if you're positive, you have more
30.
Than 16, you're in the top 30. So.
Wow.
Hiroshi Yamai is also in 28th place after three sessions.
I suppose it's not even inconceivable that I could come back and make it into the top 30 for Champions League, but it would take a little bit of luck.
Yeah. Last time I was actually doing really good, and then in the end I couldn't finish the session because of the World Series of Mahjong.
But man, I am also all over the map, like Ide, although not in quite such awesome form as Ide, since he did win the OE tournament. But man, I am at the very bottom of the Pro Amateur League in the North Kanto. I am at the bottom of our normal league. Although that's on the strength of my minus 170 penalty points. And I'm at the bottom of, or near the bottom of Champions League. Ouch, ouch, and ouch. But I'm towards the top of the North Kanto Pro League.
Yeah, but, you know, all the people above you are really...
are going to beat the crap out of me.
Really skilled. You're going to have some problems.
Okay, and then Women's League. The championship for that is coming up this weekend.
The playoffs. The championship will be in January.
Oh, okay.
And I believe it's four players for the championship. Last year's winner plus three players.
Uh-huh.
And they play two full days. It's really close to the Phoenix Cup.
Wow.
Or the Fire Dragon Goddess Cup.
Whatever in the world holy is,
yeah,
actually.
Oh, sorry. So the top eight for the playoff have been decided. Both of the Nikaido sisters, Rumi and Aki, are in the top three, along with Kaori Shimizu, so we really see experience in the top three there.
Uh-huh.
Last year's winner was Kana Nakata, so whoever wins this playoff will go on to play her. Saki Kurosawa is in fifth place. Emi Hojo, who I think we introduced on the forums one time and she never ended up writing, is in sixth. So there's eight going to the finals, I believe.
Nakata is really creating a name for herself. I've heard a lot of players talk about how strong a player she is.
Mm.
Like, just people in mahjong parlors who haven't even met her, but they've heard about her style of play.
Oh, really?
She's becoming pretty well known. And man,
she's a really cool person too.
She is really cool, but man, it's really funny to hear the way she talks sometimes at our study sessions. Like, she made a comment once that nobody, until she did qualify a little bit afterwards. One of the people asked her why she didn't choose to go for three colored runs by going with a 4-5 in the cracks.
Right.
She ended up throwing the 4-5 in cracks. And her answer was that she doesn't really like the 3-6 weight in cracks. And everybody just goes like, what? What did you just say? Could you sound any more ridiculous? But she did qualify.
You gotta play with what you're comfortable with. Huh?
Yes. And one of the things she did say later was that she doesn't like that weight because it's, you know, it's right in the middle. You're going to be waiting for tiles that other players find useful. And if you want to choose a weight that is more likely for tiles to come out from other players, then obviously the 3-6 of cracks is not going to be, you know, the most likely numbers to be coming out.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's not a bad reason, but until she gave that reason, everybody's just like, what in the world are you talking about?
Also, something interesting in Women's League, which we didn't have a chance to talk about before, is the players that are moving down. The first ever Women's League champion, actually, Michiyuki, who we also have interviewed on the site, she will be joining me in B League next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there is a fair amount of mobility in the Women's League, huh?
Well, six people moved down from A League out of 20, so that is quite a few. And five moved up from B League, so...
Wow, it's like the B leagues in normal league. Man, this I mean, more than half of those leagues change every season. It's a tough league to play in.
Yeah, and Kozue Miyauchi will be moving up to A league. So
another
not
player.
Yours truly, because I got minus almost 70 in the last session.
Ouch.
I actually had 40 points, but I would have needed about 100 more to move up.
Oh.
It was really, really high at the top. I mean, only five. After only four sessions, the top five were all over 100. Maybe the top six.
Wow.
It was really, really tough this season. So.
That does sound pretty tough.
And it was one of the few seasons, actually, that I was able to attend each session because I always have some poker tournament or something I have to go to, and I always end up missing at least one day, but. This time, even though I made it to all the sessions, I blew it in the last session. I did good until then. I had four positive scores. So that is kind of an accomplishment.
All right, well done, mostly. let's see. We had our end of the year party.
Yeah, which I didn't know about.
Sorry. For some reason, I assumed that when they were talking about it last week, I thought you were still there. But
I left quite early, actually, last week.
Huh. All right. So, yes, we had our end-of-the-year party, which Jen was unable to attend, or actually just did not know about, so didn't attend.
Right.
And I did have a chance to talk to our one of our living legends, Arna, who said some very interesting things, some about poker. Apparently the best poker players in the world are from Japan. Did not know that.
Me neither.
But he also
there are definitely some very good players.
Yes, but mahjong wise, man, that guy I wish he would come to Sparta a lot more because it's really amazing to watch somebody play at that level. And in the game, the game that I played against him. First hand of the game, I got to ready with a piece and one Dora hand. And I decided to reach, even though I could see that he was going for a flush and was probably, if not ready, probably pretty close to ready. And there's, you know, probably a pretty expensive hand. I reached because I thought I had a good chance of my winning tile coming out from him.
Mm-hmm.
He ended up sort of not really folding, but sort of half-folding, because he didn't want to throw a tile that he thought was dangerous to me. And he'd also, what he had been waiting for, he was waiting for the 5 and 8 of bamboos, and I had already thrown several of the 5 and 8 of bamboos, so there were not many left for him.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of took the long way around and didn't end up throwing to me, although if he had to throw to me... He would have, since it was my weight was in the cracks and he was going for bamboos.
Mm, right.
But he still took the long way around because he wasn't going to get his weight, what he was currently waiting for, from me. And then he ended up drawing a mangon hand. So he took my reach stick. His hand, had I not reached, he would have gone straight ahead and he would have only gotten 1,300, 2,600. So my reach actually made him take a longer way around, so that he got a more expensive hand. Plus, he got my reach stick.
Right.
And from there on, he just ended up beating the crap out of everybody that whole game. And it's really interesting to see the way he builds momentum for himself in the game. When, you know, he'll be in... Last week when I was watching him, he was in kind of a weak spot. And then he had like a 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of of dots... So a three tile weight, right? And instead of going for that weight, when Osanai was going for a flush in the dots, he drew the one of dots, which looked dangerous to him. So instead of keeping the three tile weight, he threw the seven, so that he was waiting for just the two, which also means that he had no hand points at that point. But he did that because it was his turn as dealer, and he needed to finish the hand ready, but he wasn't actually still thinking that he could win the hand. As it turns out, he did draw the two of dots, so that he got a whole 500 points from everybody,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of, you know, think of that, oh, just 500 points from everybody, that's practically nothing. But it was the momentum he needed to just, he won the next three hands and crushed the table after that. And the guy really is, really builds momentum for himself in games, and it's really it's something I would really like to figure out how to add to my game, because I'm so all over the place. I'm definitely not I'm having a really hard time finding any rhythm or creating any rhythm for myself at the moment. Do you find that you try to pick up momentum, or do you think of your game as having momentum in certain situations, or do you just kind of take every hand as being an independent, this hand is independent of the last hand, what happened last hand has no effect on this hand?
Anytime I try to pick up momentum, I mean, there are times I do, but anytime I consciously try to, it just blows up in my face, so I really don't try to anymore. I play each hand separately, I think, mostly. I mean, the current scores do matter, but it doesn't matter what I got in the last hand generally, it matters what my score situation is at the time, so it really is a completely separate thought process for each hand.
Yeah, it's the older players, like him and especially Moriyama and also Kojima, they all talk about how, you know, what happened in the last hand affects what's happening in the next hand. Yeah, and because this stuff happened in the last hand, this stuff is likely to happen in this hand.
Honestly, like, I think that they are a little bit luckier than me in in general. No, I really feel like I have to work super duper extra hard, because the times that I just get dumb lucky is a lot less than a lot of players, and even in some of the professional mahjong players' books, like, I've read that they started out really really lucky, and so a lot of the pros, I think they generally have a little bit more luck side of variance than some of the others. Even Sawazaki said that he got tenho or chiho like once a month when he first started playing. Obviously, he doesn't now, but when he first started playing, he got, or at least Yakumon once a month, and he got, maybe it was Renho, but I mean, Renho and Chiho and Tenho are not all that different, so he got one of those, like, every month, and...
That is pretty crazy. I haven't even seen that ever for myself yet.
I was at the table one time, and I saw Hisato Sasaki win one time for Tenho. I still have not gotten Tenho. Yeah. I finally got my Nine Treasures, Chūren Poto.
Wow, that is awesome. I have not gotten anywhere near that.
I'm playing San Ma, three-player Mahjong. I finally got also my honors. And I got my all honors and my four wins in the same hand.
Well done.
Yeah.
But I was going back to something you were saying about how those players seem luckier. There is a lot to be said for believing in luck. People who believe in luck tend to be luckier because they feel they put themselves in a situation where they can get lucky.
Yeah, maybe.
And I feel like I got a lot luckier when I first started playing than I do now because for that very reason. I think I try to play well now instead of just trying to get lucky. And you know, there is obviously you want to make the right move, but. Excuse me. It is a game of luck, or at least a game of probabilities. And you need to accept the fact that sometimes, even though you're playing, you make the right move, you might not win that way, right? And so you can also take that a step further and realize that, all right, maybe if you keep just trying to get lucky sometimes, you'll get lucky. And so that going for a reach on a bad weight every single time may not necessarily be that bad a strategy if there are other factors in the equation or in your thinking.
Yeah, maybe I don't know. I've tried to be lucky, but I really just feel like my luck is less than other people's, so I have to work extra hard at making less mistakes. I don't know. That's how I feel. That's all I have to say about that.
I haven't gotten any better at making fewer mistakes.
I've been doing really good in Fight Club the last 2 days.
Nice.
Yep. Oh, I've been tweeting about it too.
You almost caught up to my place in the.
I think I'm only one player away from you. Only Ara is between us now.
Wow. Yep. I'm currently in third place, but I'm gonna have a lot of ground to make up if I'm going to catch up with Sawazaki, who is in first place.
Oh, you moved up to... You were in fourth before, right?
I was in fourth?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I, when I was in sixth, I believe, I was two away from you.
Wow, I got a lot of points this today, too.
Well, you might have moved up to third. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay.
In that case, I'm two people behind you.
It's annoying that on my iPhone, I have no way of checking the MFC
right.
stuff. Like on the normal phones, that you can connect to the MFC site, but the Fight Club site does not work for iPhone. As do a lot of things. Stupid iPhone.
Yeah, I do like having my Android and a normal Japanese cell phone. Since now I can use internet on my Android, and my Japanese one, I can still use the Japanese applications.
Nice.
Yeah.
And your phone connects nicely in Macau, whereas mine does not.
I can get emails when I'm in Macau still.
Oh, it's annoying. All right, well, I think that covers most of our subjects, yes?
Most. We are tweeting now.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
That was a really breathy... I'm a little bit breathy
now.
Here. Okay.
Your mic is all in your face, huh?
Yeah, we're tweeting. And you will be tweeting in about 15 minutes.
My assignments come in.
Tweeting is easy. You'll like it much better once you figure it out.
All right, yes. I just have to figure it out.
Because all you have to do is put a picture. Look at me playing MFC. It's pretty exciting. I put a picture up of you during some tournament. Oh, League. On Twitter.
Oh,
so
nice.
Follow us on Twitter. It's such a weird way to say Twitter.
Twitter, yes. It's like there's five T's.
Twitter. Twitter.com/ReachMahjong. ReachMahjong. And you can follow us there. You can also go to ReachMahjong.com and press the little buttons to follow us on Twitter. And
okay.
all the updates go automatically to reachmahjong.com, so you can just read the updates there as well.
Perfect. Yes, see, it's as we are contactable by email also. I am Garth E, GARTHE at reachmahjong.com.
I'm Jen, JENN at reachmahjong.com.
Did you say reachmahjong? I thought I heard mahjong.
If I did, it's reachmahjong.com.
No, but it just sounded funny.
speaking
of funny, yes, and speaking of family show, apparently the funniest thing I've said this week was last night, people saying, man, Garth, you've been drinking a lot. The funniest thing I said this week apparently was, I would rather have a problem with drinking than have a problem without it. Scott thought that was pretty funny.
Way to go.
Because he may have that same problem. all right, that about wraps it up for ReachMahjong.com this week, huh?
Yeah, and it is questionable if we will be here next week because of the holidays.
Holidays, yes. I will be going back to San Francisco, and you will be going back to Seattle.
Seattle, yeah. Are you going to play any Mahjong while you're in?
I can't imagine who I would play Mahjong with, but...
Maybe
online would be the only way to play. Yes.
On the interweb?
Yes.
I'm going to have to be playing Mahjong since no poker is allowed in Washington State online anymore.
Really?
PokerStars and Full Tilt are both not servicing anybody in Washington State.
Wow. Huh.
Well, they actually, it became a Class C felony a few years ago in Washington State to play poker online. And Full Tilt and PokerStars in the recent couple months actually announced that they will not be servicing Washington State players anymore. So anyone who is in Washington State cannot access those two sites.
Wow.
And since I write the Japanese PokerStars blog, I'm going to have to be very creative in my updates for the next 2 weeks.
Well, you could just drive up to Vancouver, no?
Yeah, well, it's still 3 hours.
3 hours from Seattle to Vancouver? I did not know that.
Maybe if you're going really fast, 2.5 maybe, but...
I thought they were right next to each other.
Quite far.
Huh.
And even just getting out of Seattle, you have to go past Bellingham and past a whole nother airport.
that is, yes, obviously if there's an airport, that makes a huge distance. All right. Well, thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. And we hope to talk to you again soon, if not sooner.
Yep. See ya. 본체 리치니 빠트로 아가레바 기분 와모 사이코 바슈와 카나리 사비레타 잔수 마자 화이트 클럽 본체 럽 아 오니산 마타 소레 론야 와 고메야데 Don't you?